why is it so difficult for humans to consider the possibility that life may be pointless?
You know, that's another thing that I find fascinating. I read a definition of existentialism somewhere, and as an interesting side note, I read Camus being quoted as saying that he never considered himself, and that Sartre never considered himself to be an existentialist, and they're supposedly always surprised to find themselves referred to as such. So I wonder who the existentialists are. Anyway, but one definition of existentialism that I read is that life is considered to be pointless and therefore hostile. I don't conflate those two at all. In other words, I don't really understand why anybody would think that something that's pointless has to be hostile.
Right. I'd agree.
I don't have any problem with life being pointless. I think it's...
But yeah, but I understand you, but why do humans in general, why is it so difficult for humans to consider that possibility? I understand that you think it can be.
Actually, before I answer that question, let me run and take a pee.
No problem.
I'll be right back.
Okay. We're rolling.
Okay. The parallel question to your question is why is there the cliche that the ultimate philosophical question is, what is the meaning of life? Hey, that's one of the stupidest questions I can imagine. The meaning of life. I mean, I'm perfectly content with just perceiving things in a both haphazard and direct manner, and then making of it as I will, without trying to make some all-purpose generalization that's supposed to unify everything. In fact, unifying everything would make it deathly dull. It's kind of like living in a world in which everyone has the same opinion. Except imagine living in a universe in which everything has the same opinion and the same purpose or whatever. I think that's horrible. It's like it's like Nazism.
Right.